Randolph County Prosecuting Attorney Mike Fusselman joins us, and we're talking following the Tuesday election for Associate Circuit Judge. And Mike, how about your thoughts on what happened there? I know you came up a little bit short to Jim Cooksey.
Well, you know, it was a good campaign, and it was close. In most of the precincts, we were actually, I think, within 10 or 20 votes. And so probably just a matter of reaching a few more voters, and we might have had a different result.
How about now? How have things been for you and your family following Tuesday?
Oh, everything's fine. We're still going forward. I have 5 more months as the prosecutor, so I'm going to enjoy every day of it.
Okay, take us back. When did you first decide to get into this legal business, Mike, and become prosecutor?
It was back when I was a police officer. I was a detective with the Mobley Police Department. And as you know, I like to work the child abuse and domestic cases. And I was getting frustrated because I was preparing cases, but not a whole lot was happening with them. And I went and talked to a prosecutor in a different county and explained my problem, asked if there was something I was doing wrong with my cases. And he said, no, he said, you have the wrong initials behind your name. He said, you need a JD there. And so with that, I went back to school up in Truman, got my degree, and went to college up at UMKC to law school. Got my degree, and I worked for a couple years in Boone County to get some experience. Then I was elected here in 1990.
I think you may be the longest standing prosecuting attorney in the state, or pretty close to it.
I think there are a few with me. Bob McCullough also started in 1991. Before us, though, I think that in Audrain County, Tom Osborne had quite a few years, and so did Jim Foley up in Macon. So I'm not 100% sure who's the longest serving, but we were definitely around for a while.
All right. So my math is horrible, but that's 28 years as prosecutor?
28 years as a prosecutor, 2 as an assistant, and then 8 years with the police force here in Moberly.
Okay, so what have you enjoyed most about being prosecuting attorney? Because I know you're going to have that role through the end of December.
Well, there are a couple things. One, we've talked about here recently, you know, getting justice for kids and victims in homicide cases. Those are probably the two things that I appreciate the most. And then the other thing is, you know, working with the judges on the side of reducing recidivism, and that's with your drug court, and also just with a lot of the different programs, Fatherhood First, Probation Pro, and ACS here, trying to find ways to help people avoid continuing to make the same mistakes over and over again. I mean, it's as simple as working those traffic cases, getting people licensed and insured. If there's an accident and we've made sure they're licensed and insured, we know that whoever suffers an injury in that accident is going to have some kind of coverage to help them through it. So it's all those little things, I think, that make the difference.
Okay. How important has family support been to you throughout running for judge and throughout your 28-plus years as prosecutor?
I spent a lot of the last year thanking my wife and my family, because I don't think any of this would have been possible without the help. Especially in the beginning, I know, with raising our daughters, that put a lot of the burden on my wife, and she was a very good sport and helped me through it.
How about Stephanie Lunsford taking over as prosecutor? What are your thoughts on her, Mike?
You know, she's been around for quite a while, and she embraces the philosophies of a prosecutor. I think she's ready to come into the office, and I'm looking forward to seeing what she can do.
Okay, I know people have been asking you the last couple of days, what will happen with you as we go into 2019?
I've had a few other options in the works. Can't talk about any of them right now. I have to kind of wait around for a few months to see how some things unfold, and then we'll take it from there.
But is it exciting for you to be turning into a new chapter in your life at all?
It's exciting. I mean, the newness of trying a different approach or doing something different is going to be great. At the same time, you know, being a police officer and being a prosecutor have been some of the best things that I've enjoyed. So it's going to be hard to leave those things.
All right. If you were going to talk to someone who wants to get into the legal profession on the prosecutor's side, what would you tell them?
You know, I've had some interns come in over the last few years, and even an intern this summer who's still in college, not even in law school. And I think the important thing is to, you know, get into the mix a little bit and see what it's all about. Come into the courtroom, understand the different processes that go on. Everything is a lot more specialized these years than it was when I started. And then if you were to talk to Phil Brown, or if Channing Bloyer was still here, or Tom Marshall, for example, the way things operated in the 60s and 70s was completely different. The level of specialization that was required was non-existent, but the demands were different too. It was more of a the volume was less, so he had more personal contact, I think, with everybody involved in the system.
All right, Prosecuting Attorney Mike Fusselman, he's joined us today, Quicksland This Morning.